Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuf. We left off in Daf Tzadi Tesam and Beis, and we are in the middle of discussing it, the various answers to a question. In fact, our entire daf is going to be the various answers to this one question. There are a total of, I said yesterday, three, because I hadn't yet prepared Daf Kuf by the time I said that. There are, in fact, five answers that I know of to the question regarding whether an Onein brings a Karban Pesach, meaning, can an Onein be Tovelus Va'ochel, the Stirin Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, on the one hand, said that all an Onein needs to do is to be Tovel Va'ochel Pischo. He can be Tovel, even though really an Onein's not Tame, but that's a Din D'Rabbanan, that an Onein requires Tevila, Mishnah Chagiga, so let the Onein be Tovel, and he could eat the Pesach Be'erev, he could eat the Karban Pesach that night. But then we quoted another Braisa, where Rabbi Shimon Darshan's Kshu Shalim Mevi, Ve'eno Mevi Kshu Onein, that it says that a person can bring Karbanos when he's Shalim, person may not bring Karbanos when he's an Onein. And amongst the list of Karbanos that the Gemara darshined about, that the Braisa darshined, was Karban Pesach. So we see that in Karban Pesach, he cannot just be Tovel Va'ochel. No, it's only Kshu Shalim maybe, cannot be maybe when he's an Onein. Now, also on the list, a few other interesting ones in the Braisa, is the Braisa also mentioned Minayin L'Rabos Ha'ofos V'Hamenachos, that when it comes to birds and when it comes to Karban Mincha, also that Kshu Shalim maybe, Ve'eno maybe Kshu Onein. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf and Perek Gimel, Meis Kohen Gadol B'Shachris Achar Shehikrev Chatzi Ha'Yisaron. If a Kohen Gadol dies in the morning, after he brought, we know the Kohen Gadol has to bring Karban Mincha every day, that's split into two parts, half that he brings in the morning, half that he brings in the afternoon. So if he dies after he brings the Chatzi Yisaron in the morning, Velo Minu Kohen Acher, and they have not yet appointed a new Kohen Gadol just died, so they didn't appoint a new Kohen Gadol, Mevi in a Yarshin Yisaron Shalem Avor Kaparaso. The Yarshin bring a new full Isaron for the sake of his kapara, va'osno so chavitin, and they make chavite Kohen Gadol, even though the Kohen Gadol's not there, the Yarshim bring it in his place. So the Yarsamech is a very sharp kasha. He says, wait a second, we just darshaned over here in this braisa that an onein, you're only allowed to bring karbanos when you're shalem, not when you're an onein, and even a karban mincha is included on the list that an onein is not allowed to bring. How can the Yarshim of the Kohen Gadol, the children of the Kohen Gadol, right after the Kohen Gadol dies, on the day the Kohen Gadol dies, go and bring the Karban Mincha? Aren't they an Onein? Aren't they Oninim? And an Onein is not allowed to bring Karban Mincha? So the Ayelos HaShachar is mitaretz that the Chavitim have a different kind of status than a regular Karban Mincha. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, even though it's the obligation of the Kohen Gadol to bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol, they really have a din of a Karban Tzibur in a certain level, because they achieve Kapara for the Tzibur. It's just the Kohen Gadol's job to bring it on behalf of the Tzibur. That's what Kuhuna is really, is to be a representative of the Tzibur. So that which we say that an Onein is not maybe Karbano, that's only when he's Bolis Chaper B'Karban, when he's trying to achieve Kapara for himself with the Karban, but not when he's just bringing it on behalf of the entire Tzibur. So maybe that's why the Onenim in that case are allowed to bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Also, another point, on the list in the Braisa, we also mentioned Ha'etzim Valavona. We said, how do we know that the Etzim and Lavona also can only be brought Kishu Shalem and not Kishuhu Onein? So Rashi said, what's an example of Etzim? What does it mean, Etzim? So Rashi says, when you misnadev Etzim, you may be Karbanimo. That when a person brings Etzim, if you look at the first white line of Rashi on the bottom of the page, Ha'misnadev Etzim may be Karbanimahim. We're talking about not that you're bringing wood, but that when you are misnadev wood, you need to bring a Karbanimahim together with that wood. Svasemis wonders, where do we ever find such a thing? That if you misnadev Eitzim, that you mechuyuv to bring the carbon together with the Eitzim? There does happen to be a Mishnah Maseches Tainis on Daf Chavav that tells us that there was in the Mikdash something called the carbon Eitzim. But that was not referring to the idea that anyone who's misnadev Eitzim automatically has to bring a carbon with it. That was referring to the rotation they had of certain mishpachos who had a Yom Kavua, a special special day that they would have to bring the wood for the Beis HaMikdash for that day. So he said if it was your day, it was your Yom Kavua, so along with that you bring carbon. But we never find anywhere, asks the Sfas Emes, that anyone who is Misnadev Eitzim at any time has any sort of obligation to bring a carbon together with it. But Rashi apparently seems to be assuming that there is such an obligation that you bring a carbon together with the Eitzim. So the El Shlomo asks on Rashi, all other kinds of karbanos were already included in the Brisa, meaning we said, how do I know that it applies to an Ola? How do I know the Rabbos Bukhar, Meiser, Pesach, Shlomim, everything, right? We discussed all different kinds of karbanos, and we said, oh, Chatos, Ashim, all these karbanos you can only bring Kishu Shalim and not Kishu Onen. So whatever kind of karban it is that you bring together with the Eitzim, asks the El Shlomo, hasn't it already been included in the other topics mentioned in the Brisa, the other types of karbanos mentioned in the Brisa? Why do we need to mention it separately? So again, the Achronim answers, the Ayel Sashachar answers, that maybe it's coming to be melamed that even if he wants to bring the Eitzim without a karban, so it's Asur Midrabanan, since it's the Derech to bring a karban together with Eitzim, so we're Choshesh that maybe he's going to bring a karban when he's still an Onen, that meaning you're not allowed to be Misnadev Eitzim, even if you say, okay, don't worry, I'm not going to bring a carbon together with it. So maybe that's the chiddush, that since it's the derech to bring a carbon with it, and we've established that you're not allowed to bring any other carbonos, so that's why you're not allowed to be misnadev eitzim when a person is an onin. But either way, where we're holding is that the Gemara had asked the stirin Rabbi Shimon. On the one hand, Rabbi Shimon says that an onin is tovel, and he does the carbon pesach, eats carbon pesach that night. On the other hand, we said that kshu shalem and not kshu onin, even carbon pesach is only kshu shalem, not kshu onin. So yesterday we read the first two answers. Number one, we said that maybe Pesach is kedinasve, that carbon pesach doesn't really belong in that second brisa, and you should just remove it from the second brisa. Answer number two we had yesterday. Answer number two we had was Rav Sheshes, who said that when we refer to Pesach, we're referring to Shalmei Pesach, that an Onen can't do Pesach, that's referring to Shalmei Pesach. But certainly the Karmel Pesach itself, an Onen can do. Now we're up to answer number three, bottom line of the page on Tzadi Tesson Beis, Rav Mari Amar Lo Kasha, Kansha Mesla Mes B'Yudalid V'Kavro B'Yudalid, Kansha Mesla Mes B'Yud Gimel V'Kavro B'Yudalid. Difference is, when one is talking about a case, the stira between Rabbi Shimon, one is talking about where the guy died, the relative died on Erev Pesach and was buried on Erev Pesach. The other is talking about where he died on the day before Erev Pesach, but was just buried on Erev Pesach. So the Aninus Laila, following a Yom Kavura that was not a Yom Misa, is not going to be nearly as severe as the Aninus Laila that follows the Yom Kavura Shehu Yom HaMisa, which is the Yom HaMisa. Meisla, meis biyadalid, v'kavro biyadalid. The Gemara spells it out. If the relative died on Erev Pesach and was buried on Erev Pesach, Yom Misa tofes leilo midaraisa. So then you have a din daraisa that the laila that is gonna be included in the aninus. And do keep in mind the following: when we refer to aninus, we're not necessarily referring to how we think of aninus. We think of aninus as purely the time between the Misa and the Kavura, and we think of it as relating to the Isser or the Heter not to perform mitzvos, not to make brachos, not to do mitzvos. Primarily on a Daraisa level, Aninus refers to the whole first day that the relative dies, and the halachic ramification of Aninus primarily is that you can't bring or eat karbanos. It's a din in karbanos more than anything else. We're talking on the Torah perspective of aninus over here. We're not talking about our perspective of aninus, the way we normally refer to aninus. So we're saying if someone dies on Erev Pesach, which happens to be the Yom Misa, and they bury him on Erev Pesach, so the kind of aninus we're talking about extends after the Kfura. It's the din of Avelos Yom Rishon. It's the din of not participating in Kachim for the entire first day. But it even means not just halachic days in the conventional sense, where the Yom is Holei Chachar Laila, it's even Tofes Leilo means the following night. night, midaraisa. But meisel meis biyud gimel. But if the person died on the 13th day of Nisan, the kavur biyudalid, and they buried him on the 14th day of Nisan, yom kvura midrabanan eino tofes leilo elo midrabanan. So then yom kvura, which is only drabanan, is only tofes leilo midrabanan. The night following the yom kvura is only going to be a din derabanan. So that is answer number three. Amr Ravashi Rav Mari, Velahaduk Tani says, wait a second, in that which we say, Amr Rabbi Shimon Teda, Shari Amru Onein Tova Volchalas Pischo, Avalo Bekachim, that which Rabbi Shimon tries to bring a proof against Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, look, an Onein is allowed to be Tovel, and he can eat his Karban Pesach, but he can't eat Kachim, namely, why can't Rabbi Yehuda just respond, Kaminalach Ana Yomisada Raisa, Vamartali At Yom Kvur Drabanan? Meaning, if you're going to make this Ukimta, that when does Rabbi Shimon say that an Onein is allowed to be Tovel v'ochelas pischa that night? Only if it's not really Anivas Daraisa, if it's not really the day that the relative died, it's the next day. So what kind of raya is he bringing? He's saying, look, you see that you're allowed to be Tovel v'ochelas pischa, so Rabbi Yehuda could respond, I'm talking about Yomisa Daraisa. That's where I have problems with it. So what are you bringing up to me? Something that's only Dirabanan. Says Rashi, Aminalach Aninus Yomisa Daraisa, Tahame Aninus Ta'aron Maisila Lekaman, Vasam Yomisa Vai. Because his raya is from the Aninus of Aaron, which was the Yomisa. So that's Aninus Daraisa. So what are you responding to me with the Yom Kvuru, which is only Drabanan? Of course I'll be Moda that on Yom Kvuru, which is Drabanan, that you can be Tov of the Ochel. I was just saying you can't do it on Yomisa. So it sounds like they're arguing even when it's Yomisa. It doesn't sound like you can make such an Ukimta that Rabbi Shimon's only going to be Mekil when it's the Yom Kvuru and not the Yomisa. So Kasha, this is a difficulty with this third teretz of this Ukimta. So Abaye says, no, I'm not so convinced it's a problem. Lo Kasha, Kan Shemes Kodem Chatzos, Kan Shemes Liachar Chatzos. Now Abaye, the truth is Abaye is answer number four. Meaning, so Kasha leaves off answer number three with a Kasha, leaves it with a difficulty, with an unanswered question in terms of answer number three. Now it is interesting, Svasemis points out, whenever you have a Gemara that concludes with the word Kasha, you have to ask yourself why it doesn't conclude with the word Tiyufta. Tiyufta is a much stronger form of rejection than Kasha is. So over here we said, it's Kasha because the conversation seems to be about a Daraisa level Aninus, so it's hard to make an Ukimta that Rabbi Shimon is only making on a Drabbanon level Aninus. So as Fasema says, there's got to be a reason why it's Kasha and not Tiyufta. So he says, maybe you could be Docha that Rabbi Yehuda was speaking also about where the night of the Yom HaKvura, which was not the Yom HaMisa, and that which he says that he still says that the Aninus would be Doraisa, even when it's the Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKvura, and not the Yom HaMisa. Rashi pointed out that Rabbi Yehuda's got to be talking about the Yom HaMisa and not just the Yom HaKvura, because his Makar is from Misas Bnei Aaron, and by Misas Bnei Aaron it was the Yom HaMisa. So that's not really such a hechrach, because you could say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Misvara, there's no reason to be Mechalik between the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. Rabbi Yehuda never thought of the idea of being Mechalik between the two. He thought that they're very similar to each other, and therefore maybe Rabbi Yehuda would maintain his Shita, not only when it's a Dar Raisa. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda, not only when it's Yom Misa and Yom Kvura, Rabbi Yehuda would maintain that there is Aninus Dar Raisa, that Leilo it's Tofes Leilo even Midar Raisa, even when it's only the Yom Kvura and not the Yom Misa. It's not a Hechrich. You don't have to say that Rabbi Yehuda would be Mechalik between the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura. And therefore, it's not a Tiyufta, it could just be a Kasha. That's how the Svasemis understands. So, good, that's the end of answer number three. Answer number four, now, to this Stira in Rabbi Shimon, that again, on the one hand, Rabbi Shimon says that an Onein, if he wants to eat his Korban Pesach, all he's got to do is be Tovel, and that night after the day of the Aninus, he can eat his Korban Pesach, and yet on the other hand, we said that an Onein is only, that only Kshu Shalim you can have your Pesach, not Kshu Onein. Sounds like you cannot be Tovel the Ochel. So says the Gemara, answer number four, as follows, Abaye Amar Lo Kasha, Kan shemes kodem chatzos, kan shemes liacher chatzos. It depends when the person died. If you look kodem chatzos lo ichsi lepesach chayla aleaninus, if the person died before chatzos, it was not yet the zman of the Korban Pesach when the person died. The zman of the Korban Pesach starts chatzos on Erev Pesach. So since it was not yet the Zman of the Korban Pesach, his Aninus can be Chal in full force, and therefore the Korban Pesach is not going to come and trump the Aninus. But Acher Chatzos de'ichsi le'Pesach, lo chayla le Aninus. But once Chatzos came, his Chiv Korban Pesach got here first. It beat out the, and that's when it beats out the Aninus. And that's the answer to the Stira in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would hold that the Onin can have his Korban Pesach, provided that the Chiv of the Korban Pesach came before the Aninus, if the mace died after Chatzos. Now the Nishmas Adam in the bottom of the Chayi Adam has a raya from this Gemara to a more Klaliistic idea. In Klal Samaches, Chayi Adam Klal Samaches has all sorts of rules relating to mitzvos. Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvos, Sein Mavirin in the mitzvos. My brother wrote a whole sefer on Klal Samaches of the Chayi Adam. If you open up a Chayi Adam, Klal Samaches is like 4 pages. It's not like a massive book, but each paragraph is about a different rule relating to mitzvos, about when those kinds of rules, makdimin, mavirin, aseidochlos, asei, all sorts of rules that governing mitzvos. So each of those paragraphs can be turned into an entire chapter, and that's what my brother did. He turned it into an entire chapter of a discussion of those sugyas. So in Nishmas Adam, in that klal, he brings from this gemara that a mitzvah that the zman of the kiyum mitzvah has not arrived, there's no chiyuv of the mitzvah that's chal on the person until you get to the zman that's ra'i to be mekayim the mitzvah. Meaning, when do you have to start worrying about a mitzvah? As soon as you can start doing the mitzvah. Knowing that a mitzvah is coming up later, even though you know that it's coming and you know you're going to have to do it, you have no chiyuvim toward that mitzvah until it's the zman of the kiyuma mitzvah. He says that's the raya is our Gemara. We're mechalik between the mace dying, guy dying before chatzos and after chatzos. Why should we be mechalik? The guy dying before chatzos, I still know that I have a Korban Pesach coming up. Korban Pesach is still something that's obviously going to have to be done that day, but apparently the chiyuvim klape that mitzvah only set in once you're able to be mekayim that mitzvah. So he says, based on that, what if you have the following shaila? Person lives in a town where there's no shofar. Does he have to go and spend Shabbos somewhere else, out of town, away from his home, in order to be mekayim mitzvah tkiyah shofar? So we would have said, of course he does. He has a mitzvah d'oraisa. So find a friend who lives in a Jewish area. Go to that friend's house for Rosh Hashanah and hear shofar. What do you mean? You can't just miss the mitzvah of shofar. Says Nishma Sadam, no, he doesn't have to. Because when does he become chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar? When he wakes up in the morning, on the morning of Rosh Hashanah. Then he's nonus. He can't travel. It's yantif. What's he going to do? Why didn't he think of it before? He didn't have to think of it before. Prior to the onset of Yantif, he has no requirement to think about what am I going to do, how am I going to be mekayim this mitzvah. This is a major discussion, major machlokas, or relates to a major machlokas between the Tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch, the beginning of Maseches Psachim, the Tzlach and the Gimel and Beis, and Maseches Psachim. The Gemara tells the wild story over there about who was it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who tricked a guy into getting caught bringing a Korban Pesach by having him request to be fed from the Alya, from the tail of the Korban, and they caught him and they realized that he's a guy and he was just trying to trick the Jews into being allowed to have a Korban Pesach. And all the Mefarshim over there ask, why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira going a little regular also for Pesach? So that this is a discussion. Tzlach and Minchas Chinuch. If he was Derech Rechoka, if you live far away from Yerushalayim, can you wake up on Erev Pesach in the morning and say, I'm never going to get to Yerushalayim today? Or how am I ever supposed to do that? Well, you knew it was coming. Do you have to plan ahead for that? Do you have to say that? And it's unbelievable. The Minchas Chinuch points out it's ridiculous to say that you don't have to plan ahead. That means a person can wake up in the morning, can come home from shul on the first night of Sukkot and say, oh my gosh, there's no Sukkot in my backyard. What am I supposed to do? Whatever am I supposed to do? What do you mean? You're supposed to build a Sukkot beforehand? No, according to the Tzlach, according to this idea, I don't have to think about mitzvah. mitzvos until the Zman of the Kiyum comes. No, that's crazy. Of course you need to think about mitzvos before the Zman of the Kiyum comes. Now, how long before? Okay, maybe that's part of the din of Shalom V'darshan Bilchus HaChag Lamed Yom Kodem HaChag, is that it already needs to be on your radar, so you already need to be thinking about it. But that relates to the comment of the Nishmas Adam on this Gemara. Fine.
Right, so, like if a person was bar mitzvah on the night of Pesach, he wasn't chiyuv in the afternoon, he wasn't bar mitzvah yet.
Right, so that he really wasn't mechuyev.
So the Gemara
discussed. I don't remember what the din is, but probably not. He can't be
same idea of Anina. So he wasn't chal in the afternoon.
Right. So says Gemara, Minat Tamer, the Shani Lei, Bein Kodem Chatzos, Bein Acher Chatzos. How do we know that we make any sort of distinction between before Chatzos and the Acher Chatzos? The Tanya, we have the following Braisa. Lo Yitama Mitzvah. There's when the Pasuk says that a Kohen should be Mitame to his sister, the Pasuk says, La Chosa B'sula Krovei Lava Shaloi Sola Ish, if his unmarried sister, Kohen's unmarried sister dies, Lo Yitama, he should become Tame to her. So that's a mitzvah means he has a requirement to go and be mitamiter in order to take care of her kvura. Lo ratza mitamnos al karcho. If he's not interested in being mitamiter, we force him to be mitamiter. He has to. It's his responsibility. Umaisa be Yosef a Kohen. There was actually a story with Yosef the Kohen. Shemesa ishto b'erev haPesach. His wife died in Erev Pesach, and he's like, oh man, what kind of timing is that? Now I'm going to have to be tamei, and I'm not going to be able to have my karm Pesach. Pesach sheni, what a hassle. So lo ratza li tamei. So that's it. I'm not going to the funeral. So v'nimnu achav haKohanim v'timu bal karcho. So the Kohanim got together. They took a vote and they said, you're going to the funeral. They made him become Tameh to his wife, Bal Karcho, because he has a requirement, he has a mitzvah. Lo Yitama is mitzvah. This whole discussion is going to lead us to the chilek that there's a difference between kodem chatzos and acher chatzos. So remin he, we have a stiro lachoso matam lomar. What does the pasuk add by saying lachoso? The pasuk says that when a person is a nazir, he's not allowed to become tamei in the maze, and then the pasuk goes out of its way to say la aviv uli ima la achiv lachoso lo yitama, that he can't become tamei to any of his relatives when he's a nazir. So why does it say that? Haresha halach lishchotas pisco. No, it's referring to a case a person is going to Shechtz Karm Pesach or to give a milah to his child. Vishama Shemes Lomes, and he hears that a relative of his died. Yachal Yitama, I might think he should become Tame. Amrit Lo Yitama. That's why it says Lo Yitama. Yachal Kshem Shlo Yitame Lachos, so Kachem Mitame Lomes Mitzvah. I might have thought that just like he can't become Tame to his sister in that situation, he also should not become Tame to a Mes Mitzvah. If someone needs to be buried, Mes Mitzvah, you also shouldn't become Tamei, Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says, Ula Achoso. La Achoso Hudeinu Metama, Ava Metami Ulmeis Mitzvah. He only is not Metami to his sister, but he is Metami to Ulmeis Mitzvah. So, Lav Shemamina Kan Kodem Chatzos Kan La Achatzos. So, don't you see the difference? That in the one place we say that he should be Metami, that he has a requirement to be Metami. The other place we say he doesn't have a requirement to be Metami, that he shouldn't be Metami. So, isn't the difference? One is before Chatzos, and one is Li Acha Chatzos. So, that proves our chiluk that we made, that we just made, that if the aninus sets in before the chiyuv karm pesach, the aninus wins. If the chiyuv karm pesach sets in before the aninus, the chiyuv karm pesach wins. Now Rashi and the Rush in general, by the lo yitama mitzvah, Rashi and the Rush write that the mitzvah to be metame to one's krovim is learned out from this pasuk about kohanim, that if kohanim have a requirement to be metame to the krovim, melech's not only on kohanim, it's even kohanim have a requirement to be metame to their krovim. Rashi and the Rush hold the same is true for everybody else, for all other members of Klal Yisrael, that we have to be metapel b'meis and we have to be metame to them if they're one of the Zion Krovim. However, the Rambam and the Meiri, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Seh Lamed Zayin, and in the second parak of Hilchos Avel, writes that this mitzvah is only for Kohanim, who are told that they're not allowed to be metame l'shar meisim. They have a mitzvah dafka to be metame to their Krovim. So the Rambam writes, therefore, a female Kohenes, since she's not Musar ala Tuma, she has no Isser of Tuma in general, she has no mitzvah to be metame to krovim. It's only a rishus. If she wants, she can. If she doesn't want, she doesn't have to. Rashi understands that it's a chiyuv. Everybody, every Jew, has a chiyuv to be metame to all their Zion krovim. The Rambam says not so. It's only a function of the Isra Tuma. The mitzvah to be metame to the Zion krovim is only a function of the Isra Tuma. So why, according to the Rambam, is that only for Kohanim. So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos that the requirement of Kol Ishmi Yisrael, of every Jewish person to be Misabel on his relatives, is absolute. That's true for all Jews. But Kohanim, since the Torah does not allow them to be Metame LeMesim, and it does allow them to be Metame to Krovim, one might think that it's only a Heter and Rishus. If they want, they can be Metame. If they don't want, they don't have to be Metame. In order that the concept of Avelus shouldn't be weakened for Kohanim, that's where the Torah is also Chizuk Dvarav. The Torah goes out of its way to make it even stronger and to say, no, Kohanim, you have an absolute chiyuv to be metameh, so that we shouldn't weaken the notion of avelus for Kohanim. Because you might think, oh, Kohanim, when they try to stay away from death-related issues, maybe the avelus isn't so serious. In order that the notion of avelus shouldn't be weakened, we say there's a chiyuv for them to be metameh. Maybe we could add this to the list of Rav Yosef Engel of things that are a siyag d'oraisa, because the whole point is to promote avelus according to the Rambam's view. So a din d'oraisa, vayitama mitzvah, is created in order to promote a sense of avelus. The Torah Tmima writes that this mitzvah is noeg even if there are other people that could be misasik in the kvura. Because if there were no other people that could be misasik in the kvura, then the person would be a meis mitzvah. So it would be pashut. So obviously we're talking about a requirement to go and be metame to one's krovim, even if there are other people that could have been misasik in the kvura. So the Rambam writes, Rambam has such an expression in Hilchus Avel. He says, kama chamura mitzvah avelus. He says, look how seriously we take avelus. Shari nidchis la tumah mipnei krovav, kidei sheis asik imahen v'yisabel aleihen. That we allow a Kohen to ignore the Isser Tumah in order that he should be able to be misabel on his krovim and deal with them. Shenemar kiyum l'sheiro, karevi lov li'imav v'chulei, lo yitamah. The Rambam says, you see, it's a mitzvah saseh that he's got to go and he's got to deal with this krovim. Wow, look how serious avelus is. Asks Radvaz, that doesn't tell me how serious avelus is. That just tells me a rule that we have in Kala Tarakula. If you have a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh and they conflict with each other, aseh, docha, lo saseh. Why does that tell you how serious avelus is? Nothing to do about avelus per se. It's a mitzvah saseh of avelus, docha, lo saseh of Tumas Kohanim. Furthermore, if it is in fact a mitzvah saseh of lo yitama, how come the Rambam doesn't mention that mitzvah in the minyan of mitzvos? So don't say it's part of the mitzvah to be misabel al krovim, because it's a different pasuk. So it's learned from a different pasuk. So if lo yitama is in fact a mitzvah, so why isn't it mentioned in the minyan of mitzvos? So the Radvaz says the two questions sort of answer each other. That the Rambam does not mean that it's a real mitzvah saseh min haTorah. It's a mitzvah saseh mitirabanan, because the lashon of the pasuk does not sound like it's a chiyuv. Lashon of the pasuk sounds like it's a rishus, meaning that if he's going to become tamei, the only one he's allowed to become tamei to are his krovim. If he wants to be tamei to them, he can. Otherwise, he doesn't have to. So the rabbanon come in, the rabbanon darshin lo yitama mitzvah. The Rambam says that's a din rabbanon, and that's what the Rambam's highlighting. Look how chamur avelus is that we're even going to allow midaraisa. The Torah allows becoming tamei to a karov, even though it involves violation of an iser. It's not a mitzvah, so it's not just regular asei dochalos asei. The Torah allows it, and the Rabbanon even said once the Torah allows it, we're going to demand it. It's a din rabbanon in the Rambam's view of lo yitama. Okay, so says the Gemara Mimai, how do we know that that's the chiluk, that it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos? Maybe really we're talking about both prices of talking about after Chatzos. Vaharabi Shmuel, Vaharabi Akiva. Maybe it's arguing instead in the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, about Lo Yitama in general. The Tanya, Lo Yitama Rishos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds Lo Yitama is a Rishos, it's not a requirement. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Chova. Rabbi Akiva says it's a Chova. So maybe that's the answer to this second stira that we quoted. Maybe the answer is not in proving our chilik of before Chatzos and after Chatzos. The answer is in whether Lo Yitama is a Rishos or a Chova. So says Gemara, no, you can't attach the brisa that emphasizes the importance of tumah to Rabbi Akiva. The one that downplays the importance of tumah to Rabbi Ishmael, because we know that that was authored by Rabbi Akiva. Lo salka daitach, the reisha dahi Rabbi Akiva katanila. The reisha of that brisa was in fact clearly Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, because we have a brisa, the brisa says as follows: Rabbi Akiva omer nefesh elu akrovim. Rabbi Akiva says again, going on the pasuk by a nazir, kol yimei aziru Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavo, that he can't become tame to a nefesh meis, and then the follow up pasuk is, but he can't included in any nefesh meis. La'aviv, li'ima, la'ach, la'chos, all that is extra. Once you told me he can't become tamid to dead bodies, I understand he can't become tamid to any dead bodies. Nefesh refers to elu akrovim. All relatives are included in the iser. Mace, elu arachokim. Mace refers to non-relatives. La'aviv, enu metame, avu metame l'mace mitzvah. Then when it tells me that he can't become tamid to his father, so we derive from there, okay, it's only his father, but a mace mitzvah, he can be metame too. Li'imo hayakoin v'u nazir. Li'imo hu deinu metame al metame ul meis mitzvah. If he's a kohen and he happens to be a nazir also, so he can't become tame to his mother, but he can become tame to a meis mitzvah. Mi'iri asks a sharp kash. He says, how could a kohen be a nazir? There's a mitzvah. Next line. La'achiv shim hayakoin gadol v'u nazir. La'achiv hu deinu metame al metame ul meis mitzvah. La'achiv teaches me that if he's the kohen gadol and he's a nazir, still he can still be metame to a meis mitzvah, even though he's both a kohen gadol and a nazir, can still be metame to a meis mitzvah, just can't be metame to any relatives. That's what the Miri asks. How can you be a kohen gadol and be a nazir at the same time? Kohen gadol is not allowed to be megadol perasa arosho. He's not allowed to have 30 days of growth of hair on his head, and a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair for 30 days. So how can a person ever become both a kohen gadol and a nazir? So he says maybe he already was a nazir and then they appointed him kohen gadol. So what's he supposed to do? He already was a nazir. So granted, if he's a kohen gadol, it's awesome for him to become a nazir because he has responsibilities as a kohen gadol to take frequent haircuts. But if he already was a nazir and they appointed him kohen gadol, so no, okay. What exactly the din is? Probably the din of nazirus wins out in that situation. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's in that context where it's clearly Rabbi Akiva where we say the following drasha. Why do I have the word lachoso? Guy is going to shecht karm pesach to give his son a bris milah, and he hears that a relative died. Yachli yitame, I might think he should become tame. Amrit lo yitama. That's why the pasuk says lo yitama. Yach shem shem tame lachoso kachin tame meis mitzvah. I might think just like he's not tame to his sister, he also should not be tame to meis mitzvah in that situation. Tame lo mitzvah lachoso lo yitama v'tame meis mitzvah. That's why the pasuk says of lachoso. Tell me that it's only to his sister that he doesn't become Tameh, but in Meis Mitzvah, he would in fact become Tameh in that situation. Torah Tmimah has a beautiful Vard. He says, what's the smach to darshan from the word lachoso, that a guy is holy, chlishchot as ha-pesach v'lamalas b'no, that he's going to shecht karm pesach to give a milah to his child. Where do we get that from the word lachoso? So he says, based on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Pischli achosi ra'ayasi, and we darshan on the over there. All of the titles in that pasuk relate to the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvos. And Chazal say, the Medrash says over there, achosi shenis achuli b'mitzrayim b'shtei mitzvos. Achosi refers to in that pasuk the connection the Jews had to the Ribbono Shel Olam in Mitzrayim through two mitzvos. Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So it's the way the Chazal understand Achosi in that pasuk is Lashon of Hischabrus, of Shenisachu, of being connected to, being sewn onto. And that's what's referred to over here by Vilachoso, that even the Shtei Mitzvos that are Ma'achim as Yisrael, like Rosh Baruch Hu, which are B'Shem Achos, are nidchem mipnei meis mitzvah. You would push away for the sake of meis mitzvah. Beautiful, the insight into how the depth of the Hebrew language, how v'lachoso relates to dafka, those two mitzvahs based on those other marmakamos in Shir HaShirim. Fine, that is all dealing with answer number 4 to our original stira between Rabbi Shimon. Now answer between the two statements, Rabbi Shimon. Now Amud Beis, answer number 5. Rava Amar Idi V'Idi Achar Chatzos. Rava says, again, going back on the stira in Rabbi Shimon, why on the one hand does Rabbi Shimon say that an onen should be tovel and deal with his Karban Pesach that night, and on the other hand Rabbi Shimon says that no, Kishu Shalem V'lo Kishu Onen even applies for Karban Pesach. So it could be that both are talking about where the guy died after Chatzos, and the Chiv Karban Pesach said in first. Aye, so how then does the aninus trump the Karban Pesach? V'lo kasha. Kan kodem sheshachtu v'zorko lav, kan lach sheshachtu v'zorko lav. It's not an issue of chatzos, of when the chiyuv set in. It's an issue of, did he yet do the avod of the Karban Pesach? Did he do the shechita and the zrika of the Karban Pesach by the time the person died? If he already did the shechita and the zrika of the Karban Pesach, so he already was yotzei's Karban Pesach. So what, for achilas Karban Pesach, or midocha aninus? You don't need to be docha for achila. The achilas Karban Pesach is not important enough to be docha aninus. But for bringing the Karban Pesach, for that will be docha the aninus. If you look at Rashi, idividi lachatzos achil meis lachatzos kozim shakla lov, isle rabbi shimon lo yavi es pischo, the rachmanya dachya kidarish v'azil, shlomi karbano kol karbanosav lo yavi el kshu shalem. So I said it backwards. That if he did the shechita and the zrika, that's dafka when you're going to be allowed to be tovel va'ochel es pischol erev. If you didn't do the shechita and the zrika, so you didn't get started yet, so you don't get started on the Karban Pesach at that point, right? That's the way it goes. So amalei ravad b'masal rava. So I was thinking ahead. The Gemara then asks, wait a second. Achar sheshachtu v'zarku v'sdamo madahava hava. If he already shechted the Karban Pesach, why would you give him an extra heter to now eat it? He's already done the main thing. He's already potter from doing Karban Pesach. He already did it. So why should the mitzvah achila be docha aninus laila more than it should be docha any other achilas kachim? Meaning, more than any other achilas kachim should be docha aninus rather. Right? What's so special about achilas Pesach? I understand the bringing of the Karban Pesach, so dealing with kares or whatever. Fine, so the bringing of the Karban Pesach is going to trump aninus. But why should the achila of the Karban Pesach, once the Karban Pesach is already done, why should the achila trump aninus? Samle Ravina, achilas Pesach ma'akva. No, we hold achilas Karban Pesach is ma'akev, mida Rabba Barav Huna. And that's proven from the statement of Rabba Barav Huna. The Gemara will get to later what that statement is of Rabba Barav Huna, where we see that achilas Karban Pesach is ma'akev. So Amr Lei, so okay, let's keep in mind who the players are over here. So what happened over here? Rav Adabar Masna said to Rava that we're dealing with Rava gave the answer that Kan Kodim Shachtu, Kan Lach Shachtu. Rav Adabar Masna asked on Rava, doesn't make any sense, and Ravina gave the answer. So now Rava, who originally gave the chilek between Kodim Shachtu and Lach Shachtu, says to Rav Adabar Barabba, who questioned him, Sayes Maidu Kamarlach Rabcha. Listen to what your Rebbe Ravina just said, meaning your Rebbe Ravina, who just defended me with his answer. Listen to him. Your Rebbe knows what he's talking about sometimes. Good idea to listen to your Rebbe. Maidu Rabba Barav Huna. Okay, great. So we made a reference that Rabba Barav Huna somehow is a proof to the idea that Achilas Karban Pesach is Ma'akev, that even the eating of the Karban Pesach is Ma'akev. Where do we find that? Titania, we have a brisa. Yom Shmua ki Yom Kvura l'mitzvah shiva shloshim. If a person has what we call a Shmua Krova, he finds out that a relative of his died within 30 days of the death. He didn't find out right away, but he found out within 30 days of the death, the relative was already dead and buried, and now he finds out the person had not yet sat Shiva. So now starts Shiva shloshim. It has a din of the Yom Kvura in regards to Shiva and Shloshim. Ulachilas Psachim ki Yom Likurat Samos. In regards to Eden Karban Pesach, we treat it like the day of Likurat Samos. Likurat Samos is when you move the bones, when you move the remains of a relative, so you have to be noig avelus again on that day of the removal of the remains. This is halacha l'maisa. People do this all the time when they have a parent that was buried somewhere in America. And they decide that they want to move the body to Eretz Yisrael. It was just done in my family. After my grandmother died, we buried her in Eretz Yisrael. So they decided to move my grandfather from America to Eretz Yisrael, to be near my grandmother. So there's a whole serious, complicated set of halachos in terms of being noig avelus on the day of Likurat Samos. So in regard, the Yom Shemua has a din of a Yom Likurat Samos in regards to Karban Pesach. Echad zeh v'echad zeh tov v'vochel b'kachem le'erev. In either situation, you can be tov v'vochel b'kachem le'erev. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Haguf v'kasha, armit Yom Shemua ki Yom Kvura l'mitzvah shevu shloshim. You just said that the day of the Shemua Krova, you treat like the day of Kvura. La'achilus Pesachim kiyom Likurat Samos. And for eating Karban Pesach, you treat it like a day of Likurat Samos. Mechal di Yom Kvura afil la'erev nami la'achil. Which means that in regards to on Yom Kvura, you don't eat the following evening. You're not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach or any other Karban the following evening. V'hadatani, and then you said, Echad zeh v'echad zeh, tov v'achil b'kachem la'erev. Yeah, in either case, don't worry, you could go eat kachem. that night. What do you mean you go eat kachem that night? No, we said it as a din of Yom Kvura. You can't eat kachem that night. So it's a machlokas tanaim that's reflected within two lines of the same brisa. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar us. This is the Rabba Rav Huna we were looking for. Rabba Rav Huna says, lo kasha. Kancha shama shmua. That one is talking about where all of this stuff happened, that he finds out about the death of his relative, or they did the likrat samos, or the relative died and was buried, samach l'shkiyah sachama, and one is, it happened after shkiyah sachama. So it says, la'achar shkiyah sachama, ma'idah hava hava, if it was after shkiyah sachama, so then, it's too late already. What do you mean? You already brought the Korban Pesach. You're already done. So why would you be matir anything? Achilas kachim. Why would you be matir anything for if it's after Shkiyah Sacham already? El Shmam na Achilas Pesach Ma'akva. No. So you see, Rabbi Rav Huna holds that if you didn't do the Achilas Korban Pesach yet and you did the Akrava, the Achila is Ma'akev. So once you already did the first half of the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to go and do the Achila of the Korban Pesach as well. That's Rabbi Rav Huna Shita. That Achilas Korban Pesach is Ma'akev. Fine. Ravashi Amar Mai Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh. So Ravashi says, going back to this price that we quoted, we said Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh. In this case or that case, you could be tovel and eat kachim that night. What case or what case? Right? We had two previous statements in the Braisa. One spoke about the Yom Shmua being like the Yom Kvura for Shivan Shloshim, and the other that Achilas Pesachim like the Yom Likrat Samos. So what's Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh? So Hachi Kamar Echad Yom Shmua VeEchad Yom Likut. Whether it's the Yom Shmua or the Yom Likut, you could eat kachim that night. V'hadr Rav Ashi Badusi, he says the Gemara, but that comment of Rav Ashi to say that it's referring to the Yom Shmua and the Yom Likut is a joke, it's false, it's ridiculous. Michti, Allah Ka'i, Zeva Zemi Bayulei. We just mentioned those two cases. You wouldn't say, the lashon you would use would not be Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh would be Zeh VeZeh, the two things that we just said. What's the Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh implies that we're discussing something else. El Shraminah B'dusahi. So clearly that Rav Ashi is incorrect. It's got to be talking about the Yom Kvura and the Yom Likut. Because if it's talking about the Yom Shmur and the Yom Likut, it wouldn't say Echad Zeh VeEchad Zeh. It's got to be talking about the Yom Kvur Mamish and the Yom Likut. Umay Tanai, what was this Machlokas Tanaim that we referred to before? Right, we answered the stira about whether you could be Ochel Kachim that night by saying, ah, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Where's there a Machlokas Tanaim about this? Titanya, we have a Brisa that says as follows, Zan Masay, Misonil of Kalayom, Rebbe Yomar calls Manchel Nikbar. How long does Aninus last for? So Tanakama says, all day, Rebbe says, until the Kvura. B'maya Skinan, what are we talking about? Aninus of what halacha are we saying there's a machlokas whether it lasts all day or only until the kvura? If we're talking about the aninus where it's the yom misa, mika the lesley the yom misa, tafas leil midrabanan, everyone holds that if the day the person dies, the following night at least midrabanan has a din of aninus. V'su Rebbe Yomar calls manchel nikvar hakavur shtarilei umika the lesley v'achrisa kiyomar. Why Rebbe holds that as soon as the kvura is over, it's going to be okay? Doesn't Rebbe hold of the pasuk? That the entire first day of death has a status of aninus, so that can't be. So Amar Rav Shesha, second possibility. Ayom Kvura Kai. We're talking about the Yom Kvura. Maskef Rav Yosef, meaning where it wasn't the Yom Misa, and that's where you have Machlokas, whether the aninus ends at the Kvura or not. Maskef Rav Yosef, that if a person hears about a death of a relative, it's like a day of Likud Atzamos, and he's Tovel and eats Kachin that night. Sounds like if it's the Yom Kvura Mamish and not just the day of a Shmua, then he can't even eat that night. So Hamani, who would that be going like? That would be going against Rebbe and the Rabbanan then, because the question is just whether you have the rest of that day or whether up until the Kvura. But to say that it continues to that night, who would that be going like? So Ella Teritza must be that we're talking about the following third possibility. And Masay Misonin Alav Kolos Ayom Vilelo, that when are you Misonin? Until that day and the following night. Rebbe Yomer calls Manchelo Nikbar, Aval Nikbar below Leilo, but if he is buried, then the night does not get included. Amruk Hamed Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Gavar Rabbi Krav Yosef, Leima Hachi, someone as great as Rav Yosef is saying something like this, Leima de Rebbe Lekula, can he be suggesting that Rebbe is more Mekil? Vatanya and Masay, Mason in love calls Manchelo Nikbar, Afil Mikan Vadar Soryam Divir Rebbe, Rebbe holds Aninus could last even 10 days if you haven't had a Kvura yet. Vachom Rein, Mason in love, Eloso Yom Bavad, the Chacham become more makel. And they say that no, aninus will never go past the first day. So don't tell me that Rebbe is going to be more makel. Rebbe is always the one that's more machmir. So that explanation doesn't work. Ella, fourth possible explanation, with this we'll finish. Tritzachi, ad masayu masoni lav kolos hayom below leilo. Rebbe Yomar calls man shlo nikbar, the inikbar tofes leilo. The way to understand the machlokas is that the rabbanon say, when does aninus last until? That entire day, not including the night. Rebbe says, so long as you haven't had the kvura, and if you have had the kvura, then it's tofes that night as well. Then the night becomes included as well. That's the machlokas tanayim that we were referring to before.